From Brandon, Manitoba, in the news center of Q Country 91.5 and 94.7 Star FM, this is a Westman News Update.
I'm Harry Callahan with your information update for Tuesday, May 31st. Wind and rainfall warnings are still in effect for Brandon until this system passes. The city has been spared the heavier amounts of rain other areas have received. In the last 6 hours, we've had about 12 millimeters. Killarney reports 29, Ninette 27, and Glenboro 20. On Monday, the province expanded its overland flood warning to cover areas east of Highway 5 from the U.S. border to Carberry. And they also say intense winds and heavy rain could push lake levels up by more than 5 feet. So they put warnings in place for the southern basins of Dauphin Lake and Lake Manitoba, also Pelican and Rock Lakes. And if you've got a seasonal campsite at Rainbow Beach or St. Ambrose Provincial Parks, you're being advised to relocate. We've got a list of the latest closures and more details about what's happening in the parks in Westman at qcountryfm.ca. Brandon police reportedly seized cocaine, weapons, and cash from a home on Bison Way last Friday. The 3 ounces of coke had a street value of $8,800. Machetes and money were also found. A 26-year-old woman faces several charges, including trafficking. A 39-year-old woman was arrested Monday on several charges, including allegedly passing fake American $100 bills at a couple of Brandon businesses. Police also accused her of stealing an e-bike from a business on Park Avenue. Brandon police and fire crews were called to a vacant home on 13th Street this past Sunday morning. Police say the former tenants were still inside, and when a mattress caught fire, one of them dragged it outside. The fire did not spread to the home. A 51-year-old man was treated for burns. Manitoba RCMP have found the body of a missing 25-year-old man west of Morris. Police say Stephen Fraze was found dead in the water near Highway 23. The search began last Wednesday when RCMP found an abandoned vehicle on a closed stretch of that highway. Manitoba may be the next province to let police warn people they're at risk of intimate partner violence. A new bill would allow people to seek information about their partner's past if they believe there's a risk of violence to them or their children. The government is proposing to raise Manitoba's minimum wage higher if inflation tops 5% in the current year. They've promised to consult with business and labor groups before deciding on an exact number. In October, the minimum wage is set to increase 40 cents to $12.35 an hour. There are 45 infrastructure projects on the agenda for this year's construction season in Brandon. On the list are 16 road repair projects and 5 road construction jobs, also upgrades to sewer and water mains. The city has a webpage with a map that'll show locations and list active road closures. And the city of Brandon turned 140 years old on Monday. It was officially incorporated on May 30, 1882. On the city's YouTube page, Mayor Rick Kress thanked everybody for making Brandon a fabulous place.
We just see so many displays of neighbor helping neighbor, of people getting involved, what makes our community so very special.
He says the city plans a big celebration for its 150th in 2032. That's your information update on Q Country 91.5 and 94.7 Star FM. I'm Harry Callahan.
For more on these stories, visit qcountryfm.ca or starfm.ca. Locally owned and operated by Westman Communications Group.